Okay. And I don't know your name because I'm prophetic. I know your name because I had lunch with Pastor Miguel, and he said that he had a co-pastor in Buffalo, and that's you, I believe. Is that right? Okay. And this is your son, and what's your name? Bobby? Okay. All right, just stretch your hands out to Dana. Father, we just thank you for Dana tonight, Lord, and we lay hands on her, Lord, and Father, we loose your anointing for this day and this season. For the Lord would say, daughter, I have positioned you even in a strategic location, says the Lord. But the Lord would say that even as it's been known in the past as a seat of witchcraft in territorial spirits, and the Lord would say that I'm raising up generations within that land that will have a voice of righteousness and will see the places of corruption torn down and see the strongholds of the enemy dismantled. And the Lord would say that I have called you to be one of those, says the Lord. And so the Lord would say you've had a passion for righteousness within your heart. And the Lord would say that I'm going to use that to touch many people, says the Lord. The Lord would say you've even walked through some difficult days of broken trust and relationship. But the Lord would say that I've seen you in the dark times. And the Lord would say that even as you would have held fast to me during those seasons, the Lord would say that I've brought you through and I've empowered you for this day and this hour, says the Lord. And so the Lord would say, I'm going to give you some unique strategy to reach the city and the people of that land, says God. And the Lord would say that there's going to become outreaches that will begin to hit the streets. And the Lord would say they'll begin to be drawn into places of security and of trust, says the Lord. For the Lord would say that even as there's a stronghold of gangs and violence within that city, the Lord would say that I'm going to even position you to impact in those realms in a very unique and a different way, says the Lord. And the Lord would say that even as that begins to happen, the Lord would say that there'll be day upon day of increase and increase, says God. But the Lord would say, no, that I'm going to cause there to be a realm of protection that will begin to be raised up around about you. And the Lord would say that the flaming missiles of the enemy will not touch you in this season, says the Lord. And the Lord would say, son, this year of 2015, the Lord would say that I'm awakening some things even deep within your heart as well, says the Lord. For the Lord would say that I've put leadership ability within you. And the Lord would say that even as you have led and been a leader in some different realms as you've grown up, the Lord would say that even in some athletic realms, the Lord would say that I've purposed for you to excel. The Lord would say that there shall be a transition of the seasons that will even begin to happen this year. And the Lord would say that I'm going to cause you to be able to see destiny in a new way. The Lord would say there's even been some questions within your heart, and you would have had opportunity to go in a couple of different directions. But the Lord would say that I'm going to lead you by peace and lead you by my still small voice, says God. And so the Lord would say, follow after that avenue this year, even as you're making decisions, even as you're positioning yourself. For the Lord would say, in the days and years ahead, the Lord would say that you'll be one that will impact cultural mountains, says God. The Lord would say you're going to be one with governmental issues within your heart. The Lord would say you're going to be one that's going to excel in some legal parameters and even formation of some new things of legislation that will arise of righteousness. And so the Lord would say, know that my hand is upon you and I'm bringing you forward, says the Lord. The Lord would say that even you shall know me as Father in a new way, even this year. And the Lord would say that with that, the Lord would say there will be a strong confidence within your heart that I'm for you, I'm battling with you, and victories are possible. And so, Father, we loose that now. Father, this young man, in Jesus' name. Amen.